Even if you miss the store openings, you have a chance to catch a movie opening this weekend. Film critic Kenneth Turan would like to suggest a martial arts offering. Ong Bak Too.
Bruce Lee is dead, Jackie Chan and Jet Li are slowing down, but the world of martial arts never sleeps. It's Tony Jaa who's keeping everyone awake these days. He's Thailand's biggest action hero, and he returns to inflict more damage in Ong Bak Too, The Beginning. Now, you might think that this film has some connection to the original Ong Bak of a few years back, but you would be wrong. The only thing that links these two pictures is its star, who's such a big deal in the action world that The Hollywood Reporter called Ong Bak Too arguably the most anticipated Thai movie ever. It was especially anticipated because Jaa disappeared for a time during shooting. Not to worry. He reemerged after a bout of self-described meditation to say he was A-OK and ready for renewed combat. The plot here is rudimentary at best. It begins with a teenage boy on the run in the year 1431. He ends up in a slave market, where he butts heads with tattooed evildoers and goes one-on-one with an enormous crocodile. This catches the eye of a bandit king, who decides to train the lad in martial arts. Clearly, it's not the story, but Tony Jaa's graceful moves that are the biggest attraction in Ong Bak Too. This time around, his co-conspirators are a group of elephants. Seeing him leaping nimbly along the backs of a thundering herd of the beasts is impressive. Definitely don't try this at home, even if there are elephants in your backyard. The producers claim Ong Bak Too features kung fu, judo, several kinds of Thai boxing, and something completely new, a combination of Thai dancing and martial arts called Nata Youth, which Jaa invented just for this movie. No wonder taking time off to meditate seemed like a good idea.
Kenneth Turan reviews movies for Morning Edition and the Los Angeles Times. You can find more movie reviews at npr.org, including one of the new biopic about Amelia Earhart.